Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Scaling Enterprise, WordPress, and OSS, a Do The Woo podcast show. We would like to thank our sponsor, Kinsta, who offers a high-performance hosting platform with managed WordPress hosting, powered by Google Cloud, ensuring fast load times and robust security. Just go to kinsta.com to learn more. Now let's get into the conversation.
Okay, well, we're back. We're joined by John Blackburn, who leads the WordPress core security team. I'll ask you to give us a bit of background, John, on yourself, just to introduce yourself. And then I think to start, I know we've got WordPress 3.8 coming down the pipe, and there's some interesting security stuff kind of headlining that release. So I think that would be a good place to start. Tell us a bit about that. And yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. So I work as the Director of WordPress Security at HumanMade, and primarily that role means that I am working in the capacity of the WordPress core security team lead. My time is sponsored on that team. I've been involved with WordPress for a long time now, longer than I thought, actually. I think it's past 18 years now. Yeah, I was having a look back through some of my old tickets. They're 18 years now. And in recent years, I've taken much more of an interest in the world of web application security. So this role fits me well. And everything is going pretty well so far, especially with the WordPress 6.8 release, which is due to be released next month, middle of April, I believe.
I realize I just said 3.8, so that's me dating myself. It was a long time ago that we had 3.8.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you corrected that. Yeah.
Yeah, 6.8.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can talk about some of the security enhancements in 6.8, if you like.
Yeah, that would be great. I know one of them actually was a pretty old ticket, right, that finally got closed. So again, dates those of our listeners who were around when that was filed.
Yeah, and maybe some of the listeners have been part of that ticket. You never know. Mm.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so one of the headline changes for 6.8 will be a change to the way that the passwords in the database are stored. It's a change to the underlying mechanism for how they're hashed and then stored in the database. They will be switched from an older mechanism called phpass to an industry standard mechanism called bcrypt. This is widely used. It's used across any other kind of open source PHP web application that you can think of, and in the general wider software ecosystem, bcrypt is the kind of standard for how passwords are securely stored in the database. And that's what we've switched to in 6.8. I guess there's two main advantages to the change. One is that it increases the computational cost of trying to crack a password. If the hashed password was exposed in a data breach or somebody got access to your database, and that's a fundamental aspect of securely storing a password, is to make sure that nobody can reverse engineer it, get access to your password, and then either gain access to your site, or in the case where users reuse passwords between services, which of course you shouldn't be doing, is then to allow that to lead on to further exploits. But another advantage of the change actually is that it future-proofs the whole whole password storage mechanism. So in the future, WordPress can upgrade to more secure algorithms as they come along. As computing power increases, some of the ways that the algorithms are used can be tweaked so they're slower and more secure. And this change really has enabled all of that future-proofing, so we don't have to go through a rather long process of changing the storage mechanism in the future.
Mm, so it's a more foundational set of improvements than just simply switching it out.
That's right, yeah. It's bringing us back up to the state of the art, really, with how you handle passwords in PHP applications.
It seemed to me also like there was quite a lot of work done to make sure that switchover happened pretty transparently to users, but also to site administrators or kind of IT admins who, you know, maybe have a large user base and would be concerned about having to do password resets or something for their user base.
Exactly. I mean, I said it was a headline feature, but ironically, it's a feature that will be completely invisible to end users. So users won't need to change their passwords. They won't get logged out when they upgrade to 6.8. And the upgrade of the storage mechanism will happen invisibly. So the next time you sign in using your password, the old storage mechanism will be replaced with bcrypt and it will just work. So yeah, kind of ironic really that it's being treated as a kind of a large change, but it will be completely invisible to end users, which is, yeah, exactly. And that was one of the goals as well, for users not to do anything.
This was a ticket that was first entered. The idea was first introduced 13 years ago when the ticket was created, back around version 3.4. So you weren't far off, Tom.
Okay, there we go.
You said 3.8.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat when you see a ticket that old, has that many people involved over the years, and it goes quiet and it gets picked up again. But to actually see it cross the finish line, I'm sure that's got to be a good feeling, especially for you and the security team there that's contributing to get this across the finish line and get it in core.
Definitely, yeah. And of course, some people will question why it's taken that long to get the change in. And the answer to that really is it had lots of dependencies. So back when the ticket was originally opened, there was nowhere near enough widespread support in PHP to make the change. So, you know, we couldn't introduce the change because WordPress still supported older versions of PHP. And as time goes on, newer versions of PHP are introduced and the old ones disappear, and that allows us to make the change. The change itself actually was fairly comprehensive, so you know, it wasn't a straightforward change. But yeah, definitely pleased to get that one closed, 13-14 year old ticket.
Yeah, so let's talk about kind of your approach to security around open source. I mean it's obvious that open source and the idea of security has some extra, I guess, layers that we got to think about, right? Because it is open source. Everybody has access to the code. At any point, people can be looking for ways to crack it, or, you know, bad actors and inject malicious code or whatever. So you're really up against the world, right? Anybody that wants to try to do something has full access, which is very different from a proprietary application where you can still hack and crack it, but it's not quite as obvious. You got to try a lot of things. So what's the kind of the approach to that from an open source mentality for you and for your team, and how you really try to get ahead of that, knowing that the entire world has direct access to every bit of code, every line of code that's in WordPress?
Yeah. So there's two parts, really. One part is the private work that has to happen in private, and that is that's handling things like security vulnerability reports that get reported to the project through the HackerOne security bug bounty program. And all of that is handled in private because, you know, we're potentially dealing with reports of vulnerabilities that can be exploited. And that's done in private. That team is made up of a mixture of volunteers and a mixture of people like myself who are sponsored by their employer to work on the team, several representatives from throughout the WordPress ecosystem, really. So that's the kind of private part of it. And then the other part is the public stuff, like you say, Brad. The code is out there in the open. One of the big advantages of an open source project is that it is out in the open, and it does get eyes from everybody with various expertise. And one of those is security. So there'll be a lot of people with a lot of security expertise constantly looking at WordPress. But a lot of the work can be done in the open as well. So there's hardening work that isn't related to vulnerabilities. And I believe in WordPress 6.8, there's something like 10 further tickets have been fixed which harden WordPress, so they don't address vulnerabilities, but they just improve the overall security. And that was all done in the public, as was the bcrypt work. You know, that wasn't done in secret. That was all done in the public. And a whole bunch of people from the cryptography community came along and helped out with that ticket, which was great to see. Oh, one cool thing actually about that change was that some industry bodies like the Open Worldwide Application Security Project, they have updated their documentation around password storage as a result of the changes that WordPress made. You know, they realized that maybe the documentation wasn't quite as up to date as it should be. So that change has actually had a wider effect on the documentation for anybody implementing web application security. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
It's really cool to see the WordPress project update affecting other parts of the internet and open source sort of updates. So that's awesome. So speaking of working in the open, there's an upcoming hackathon at CloudFest, and you're working on one of the projects there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, some of your listeners might have already heard me talk about this on Bob's podcast from last week. We did a good intro into the hackathon at CloudFest, which is happening later this month. And yeah, I am co-leading a project at the hackathon called Securing the Supply Chain for Open Source Software. I'm co-leading it with Nestor, who's the head of security and engineering at Batchstack. And yeah, we're going to be, well, we don't quite know what we're going to be working on yet, because we came up with a rather long list of stuff that we wanted to work on, and we need to trim that list down a little bit. But essentially, we are going to be working on a few things relating to the supply chain of not only WordPress, but open source software in general. So that means, for example, software that gets published via GitHub, all of the workflows and tools that you use to publish those on GitHub, they operate in a very privileged manner. So if somebody were to hack into your GitHub workflows, they could change the way that your software is built, introduce vulnerabilities. And so there's a whole load of tooling for the supply chain, but we haven't necessarily been making good use of the tooling, or we haven't necessarily integrated it too well with some of the tooling in the WordPress space. So there's a bunch of cool stuff we could do with WP CLI, for example, to verify packages that you install. If you install a plugin, you know, maybe we could verify its supply chain. So yeah, we've got a whole bunch of ideas. We'll see how it goes. We've only got 2 days, so we do need to be a bit focused, but I'm looking forward.
How many people end up getting involved in these hackathons? Do you have a sense of how many people?
This is my first time, actually, at the CloudFest hackathon. Yeah. I don't know. I get the impression that there's a handful of teams, and each team will have a handful of people on it, and inevitably we'll all end up going and seeing what everyone else is working on as well and getting involved. I think it's a fairly casual event, or informal event, rather. So, yeah, looking forward to doing that, which actually I believe is the weekend after next, isn't it? March 15th, I think.
It's getting pretty close.
Yeah.
I got a kind of a follow-up question, maybe a little bit touching on the topic we were on previously, actually. I mean, it strikes me that the, like, security 5 plus maybe 10 years ago was often seen as like a weakness of something like WordPress or of open source, that, like Brad was saying, this idea that, oh, well, anyone can see the code, so therefore, you know, they're going to find vulnerabilities. But I feel we've kind of seen that completely change, right? Like, flip on its head. One of my favorite stats is from Red Hat's State of Enterprise Open Source report, which is something like 90% of IT leaders now think that open source is more secure than proprietary. Like that fundamental fact that you said, that the fact that everyone's eyes are on it, actually leads to more contribution, more security contribution, and thus more fundamentally secure code. So I wonder if you, I'd be interested in how you've seen security and, I guess, the areas that you need to focus on when it comes to security in WordPress, like, shift over that 10-year period.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say, when you phrase it like, oh, anybody can look at the code so they can find the vulnerability. Surely you can only interpret that as a positive thing, because the alternative is that the vulnerability is still there, but you can't see it because the code is not open source. It doesn't mean that the vulnerability doesn't exist, it's still there. Of course, the counter argument to that is, well, if you can't see it, then you can't exploit it. And that's not always true, because there are lots of ways to penetrate systems and find vulnerabilities, even if you can't just go and look at the source code. And in fact, if you look at programs such as the Patchstack bug bounty program, a lot of the issues that are found there aren't necessarily found because the code is open source. The tooling that's used to find them is doing penetration testing, and it just happens that the code is open source, so you can go and verify it. But yeah, to get back to your point, the mindset does seem to have changed over the last decade or so as open source has continued to grow and penetrate the overall software ecosystem, not just the enterprise. And it's absolutely the right approach because, as I said, just because code is hidden doesn't necessarily mean a vulnerability can't be exploited.
Yeah, and I guess actually relatively more risky, right? If you're using proprietary software, like you said, that doesn't mean it doesn't have security vulnerabilities. It's just you don't know about them.
It's a Schrodinger's cat code situation. Like if a vulnerability code, exists, but you can't see it, does it exist?
Yeah. You know, there's lots of pros and cons to be made with the arguments, but another argument is, well, proprietary software is maintained and produced by a team of software experts at a large multinational company. So, well, that's true, but open source is being produced in that manner these days as well. Just WordPress alone has contributions from some of the biggest software companies on the planet. Like Google, they contribute a lot of time to WordPress. So the experience of the developers contributing to a big open source project like WordPress is absolutely no different from proprietary software. And the same applies to all of the large open source projects. They're backed by large organizations with very experienced contributors.
And I mean, I feel like one of the things we've seen become more and more popular are these bug bounty programs where even these large proprietary platforms are crowdsourcing vulnerability detection anyway. And so,
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. And yeah, they're generally all pretty successful, these bug bounty programs. If you go and look on platforms like HackerOne, you can see the bounty amounts that have been paid out, and they easily run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars for big organizations. So, and yeah, they're not necessarily open source projects. So the vulnerabilities are still being found, regardless of whether the code is open source or not.
Yeah, I think to Tom's point of looking at the landscape 10 years ago to now, and all of us have been in WordPress for a long time, and especially on the sales side of WordPress, like the questions we get now around vulnerabilities and security, it's very easy to answer. They're very minimal versus 10 years ago. That was like the leading questions of, I've heard it's insecure, I've heard it's gotten hacked. You know, all these people are compromised, when we knew that wasn't really the case. But so it's like the landscape has shifted so much, and it's a large part of primarily you and your team and all the contributors over the years to help us get to where we're at now versus where we were, when largely it was questioned, the security of it. Now it's like, of course it's secure. NASA runs it, Microsoft runs it, Google runs it. They're not running insecure software. So thank you, John, and all the contributors out there that have done that, because you're making all of our lives and jobs easier and helping, grow WordPress, especially on the larger enterprise scale when security is the number one thing. You know, it's made all of our jobs easier and really helped the adaptation of WordPress grow, especially in the enterprise. So really appreciate all the time you spent contributing, as well as everyone else out there that has done the same.
Yeah, a large number of people been contributing to a large number of security fixes over recent years. Just that bcrypt ticket alone, I think, had 30, 40 contributors at least to it. Yeah.
Well, for the folks who are going to be at CloudFest, how can they find you?
So I think it's quite an early start on the Saturday morning. If you've got a ticket to CloudFest, you will need a separate ticket to the hackathon. It's not included. I don't know if there's tickets still available. You have to pop along to the CloudFest website and have a look. But yeah, we're starting quite early on the Saturday morning, and then there'll be a brief intro to the teams, and then we'll all go off and start hacking, start cracking, start doing what people do at hackathon. And as far as I understand, you'll be able to move around between teams if you like, but ideally, it'd be nice to focus on a project that you sign up to.
Whether they're in the hackathon or on the show floor the next day in the WordPress area, maybe what's your socials? Maybe they can try and get a hold of you. How do they find you online?
That's right. So on the Monday, there's a WP day at the at CloudFest, and I'll be around. On the socials, I'm only really on LinkedIn these days. So if you search my name, John Blackburn, you'll find me on LinkedIn. And yeah, connect to me on there and we can meet up if necessary. But otherwise, yeah, we'll all be around on the Monday after the hackathon.
All right. Thanks very much, John. Great to talk to you today.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Bob WP again. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, Kinsta. If you've yet to subscribe, you can find us on your favorite pod app on the Fediverse. And to get all things Do The Woo at dothewoo.io /subscribe. So until the next time, take care.